The mysterious drones overhead. What aren't we being told? Plus, prophetic warning signs of the coming days of Noah. And three dead, multiple wounded, in the horrific Christian school shooting in Wisconsin. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and this is your Midweek Rundown. In the growing mystery of the U.S. drones, what aren't we being told? The mystery only seems to deepen about who or what is behind the drone activity in the eastern U.S., and all agree the government needs to say more. The mysterious drones have been spotted in the skies above at least seven states from New York to Virginia, including dozens of drones seen in New Jersey. The FAA shut down Stewart International Airport north of New York City Friday night after multiple reported drone sightings in the area. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told ABC's This Week program that this is not a national security threat. We know of no foreign involvement with respect to the sightings in the Northeast, and we are vigilant in investigating this manner, Mayorkas said. John Ferguson, a CEO of Saxon Aerospace, a drone manufacturer, believes the drones are trying to detect something. He says, they have no reason to be in the air at night unless you're doing some sort of ISR work, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, looking for bad guys or looking for a if we're looking for a search and rescue victim or law enforcement or some type of military project. There's other speculations about this. And Donald Trump was actually just recently asked for his thoughts about this.
Comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports. It seems like the American people have a big disconnect.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Do you have any reason to think they're a threat?
So even Donald Trump is saying that people need to know what is going on and that the government does know something, but they're not telling it. And unveiling the days of Noah, giants, portals, and prophetic warnings. In this article, taken from a Prophecy Watchers interview, in a mind-blowing interview on Prophecy Watchers, Steve Quayle and Gary Stearman delve into topics often dismissed but increasingly difficult to ignore: ancient giants, supernatural portals, and the implications of artificial intelligence. The entire concept of false narratives within the Christian church, especially regarding Genesis 6, has distorted our understanding of biblical truths, Quayle said. As he's pointing to Egyptian monuments in this, he says, under the Giza Plateau, there is a city of giants, 100 square miles of massive architecture built to giant dimensions. Very interesting things to uncover here. And he's talking about portals and ancient civilizations and things that we don't really have much of an explanation for, unless you're actually looking at Genesis chapter 6, where the Bible clearly does talk about giants and the days of Noah. He says that we've now reached an era where we are able to open the time-space gates to some other dimension, Quayle claimed, linking AI's promises of godlike knowledge to the serpent's deception in Eden, where the deceiver said, you will be like God. Very interesting. Definitely check this out. And as Christians, our responsibility is to stay alert, align with God's will, and prepare for Christ's return. We need to proactively heed these prophetic insights and encourage others to remain steadfast in faith, for the coming Son of Man is near. Don't just write things off. Look at it and see, what do we as believers need to do with this information and with these new findings? And sadly, three dead, multiple wounded in a shooting at a Christian school in Wisconsin. A tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin on Monday left three people dead, including a child and the suspected shooter, with several others injured, according to Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes. The shooting occurred at the non-denominational Christian school, which serves around 390 students from kindergarten through high school. Police blocked roads around the school as they continue their investigation. Details on the motive for the attack and the identities of the victims have not yet been released at the printing of this article. But we really do have a call to prayer. This is a horrific, horrific tragedy that has happened to this community, to this church, to this school. And so as the community begins to work through the devastating loss of life and injuries sustained, let us come together in prayer. May God bring comfort to the grieving families, healing to those injured, and strength to the educators, students, and first responders affected by this tragedy. Pray for peace and restoration in the face of such heartbreak. Let us know in the comments your prayers for this school, for this horrible shooting. Let us know your comments about anything that we've talked about in these articles today. My name is John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. This